of streetlights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures.
As you rush home with your treasures, don't forget that there are red and blue lights that you should be paying attention to, and they may be attached to someone else rushing somewhere, first responders. The Bartlesville Radio Studios are located at the intersection of Frank Phillips and Quapaw, just down the street from Bartlesville Ambulance. Too often I've looked out and seen vehicles ignoring the ambulance's lights and sirens, thus impeding the ambulance. Dan Dalton, administrator at Bartlesville Ambulance, says this is not the worst that he's seen.
Just about a month ago, we had a fellow pull over to the right, and then at the last minute, he pulled over to the left just as the ambulance was passing him, and we did have a collision. So that ambulance was stopped from going on a call, and we had to send another ambulance.
Of course, when something like this happens, not only is it an annoyance to the driver, it could affect someone's life.
You're delaying time. You have to start another ambulance. It takes another 4 or 5 minutes to get there. It can be the difference of saving somebody's life or not.
And it's not only ambulance services that have this problem. Washington County Fire Department Chief Kerry Cox says he recently had a driver improperly yield.
I had the green light in one of the intersections here in town, so I really wasn't that concerned because the green light was in my favor, and literally had somebody run the red light from the opposite direction and pull right out in front of me as I'm running lights and sirens and everything with a green light my direction.
In that case, his driver's training prevented an accident. Cox says that this type of training is key for his firefighters and other first responders.
We teach all of our emergency responders that even though they have the right of way, even if they have a green light, they still need to clear those intersections and make sure that they're able to proceed safely through those intersections.
Captain Jay Hastings of the police department reminds you of the law concerning emergency vehicles.
As safely, as quickly as possible, get over to the shoulder. And that can be dangerous, obviously, if you have a lot of traffic, because you've got to not only watch out for the ambulance or fire truck that's coming up behind you, but watch out for the other vehicles too, because you know the person next to you may not even see or hear the ambulance. Intersections are kind of confusing because you don't know which way the ambulance is wanting to go, but just you know, keep in mind that try to clear a path as quickly as possible and just stay alert.
Failure to yield can draw a ticket from the police department.
We've had people that failed to yield to emergency vehicles that, you know, there's been some tickets issued before.
So when driving, please be aware of emergency vehicles. Someone's life could depend on it. Reporting for Bartlesville Radio, I'm Jonathan Eastman.